I'd like to take this opportunity, even though it's very late and just a half a minute, that as the inyanim hastumim in welt come about every day in multiples of megabytes and gigabytes, and all the madanim that come today, as achsidish bachers al wissen bepashtes druch lerner Rambam, that all these things al zayin ka afre de are. Because v'loyeh, that's the koch that the Rebbe wants, with our effen and do'igin and zen, dem kamayim layam achasim. The inyanim are here, medaf asobim, for inyanim fin gashmiz v'chulu, aber der koch zol zayin v'loyeh eisek o'ilam, kashim eisek yemohem, nor eisek alo o'ilam kuloi, in lahasik da'as beire. The time is late, and before it's the taste of safsalim, it's medrash, we'll see only safsalim. We have only two more speakers. And I'm going to ask, since it's Azman, B'zois Azman lo yeh, lo kineh, ve lo tachris, I'll ask, first, Rav Achasat, Epsholam Be'er Lipsker, a shliach from Rebbe in Florida, should come and address the Bacharim, and then we'll ask of Rav Achasat, Yeshu Rosh, from Agudas Chassidah Chabad, to allow me to say a few words.
Shkayach. Rav Gans, L'chaim, Bachem. Since tonight, everyone is here gathered in honor of the Rebbe and his takana to learn the Rambam, and especially on this very auspicious occasion of the 30th cycle, Machzor, of learning the Rambam. And those of you, many of you, I'm sure know, and I hope that some of them have publicized through the various mediums that Rabbi Gans referred to, how the Rebbe spoke about the extraordinary high level, qualitatively and quantitatively, of 30 years. Particularly, he spoke about it in reference to the Friedrich Rebbe's Nesius from Tafresh Pei to Tafshin Yud, which is 30 years, and discussed it in many different levels. So 30 years, you'll look up the Sikha. The Rebbe told many stories, that's a very important story about the various periods in the Friedrich Rebbe's life, and his coming to America the first time, and his going to Israel. But those 30 years seem to be extraordinary. Besides, again, that very special aspect, it's an opportunity to think about what we contribute to the Rebbe's mission, to the Rebbe's perspective in leading our generation to Mashiach by learning Rambam. To the Rebbe, the Rambam's learning was highly significant and of great priority, as you heard interesting stories. And the fact that at every Farbrengen, the Rebbe would reference some aspect of the Rambam of that day. Not only during a time of a siyum, but on an absolutely regular basis. And so you know that it took on very high priority. So I want to just discuss with you a little bit about that aspect through one of the siyumim of the Rebbe that was in Tavshim Mem Vav, 1986. And at that siyum, the Rebbe asked many of the questions that you heard here. It was quite frequent questions, the same questions that Rebbe asked many times and answered in different ways, such as the objective of why do we need to know how the world will be at that time. The 11th chapter talks about Mashiach, his qualifications, and what he has to do. The 12th chapter talks about the condition of the world at that time, what the world will be like, the world and its inhabitants. And as you heard, one of the questions that Rebbe asks then, Chachamim Doilim Yedim Dvarim Hastumim VeYasigu Das Beirim. He says, the condition of Chachamim Gdolim Yedim Dvarim Hastumim is a present tense. It's who you are. The people then will be at that level of understanding Dvarim Hastumim. And VeYasigu is a future tense. And they will also grasp Das Beirim. So why is one in the present, one in the future? And then also, according to the power of the human intellect, obviously, can a person understand something not in the power of the human intellect? It's not relevant. And also the question of Kamaim Layom Echasim, why the Rambam ends with those words. Because in Hilchos Tshuva, he doesn't use those words, just Umolad is Deyas Hashem. And the Rebbe also went to the beginning of the Rambam, Yisayda Yisayda Vabudah Chachmais. The Rebbe said as well there are a number of clear differences, clear perspectives that need to be understood. One is that the Rambam writes that what's the Yisayda Yisaydays? That Yesh Motzu Rishon, there is a primary source, and all that exists comes from that source. Then later, he writes in Perek in Halacha Beis, Ve'im, and if God is not exist, then nothing else could exist. Because nothing could exist without him. Obviously, what is the addition that nothing could exist without him if he doesn't exist? Then the Rebbe asks furthermore, two halachas later, the Rambam writes, and this is what the prophet said, that Hashem Elikim, that God is Emes. And only from that truth do we know these facts, that without him there is nothing. That's what it means that God is true. The Rebbe also stresses, why does the Rambam have to add these words from the Nevi'im? It's clear. Makes sense. The Rebbe also addresses the Pasuk, Ozlei Eivesh, Babitu Kol Mitzvesecha. And he wants to know, it's a very strong term, Busha. And interestingly, Das Hastumim, it's very interesting, just from the Busha point of view, the Rebbe gives a very detailed, very deep understanding of what means Busha. Why by Eidim, they say if there's an Eid Zoymim or Eid lies, he suffers Busha. What's Busha? And the Rebbe gives an understanding of what is Busha. The only thing that you pay for it that doesn't have physical damage. Nesek tzad, hipu, shevet, has physical damage. Busha is something that's ephemeral. It's not real. What is Busha? And it's very interesting. We work in the Aleph Institute with prisoners. And in the sentencing process, when judges sentence somebody to prison, and in the post-sentencing, in the post-prison process, when people come out of prison, there are two very vital elements. One is when a person goes to prison, depending on his stature, sometimes the person's whole life is ruined. He loses his family. There are many, many issues that you see over and over again in these conditions. Another factor that happens, according to the Torah, for example, it says, v'nikla achicha. So the Gemara says that once he gets embarrassed, first of all, you stop the malchus. That's one thing. The embarrassment is so powerful. And achicha, he has to be your brother. You can't mention ever to him about his sin. He paid his price. And as you also know, the Gemara's discussion on how a person's skila with clothes or without clothes, what's worse, busha or tsar. So busha, the Rebbe gives a deep explanation, and only recently, because of utilizing that perspective, judges have now taken into consideration busha. They never took it into consideration. The fact that a person goes to jail, he'll always be a felon, he can never vote. I'm just saying, taking inyanim, and the Rebbe discusses it in terms of how it affects a person's nefesh. That even though busha doesn't have a physical manifestation, but it touches the essence of your soul, that it changes everything. So, just referencing the fact that you say Dvarim Astumim, in each of the Rebbe's sichas, there were concepts that have taken to their conclusion in practicality, have enormous application. But then I'm asked, what is the comfort of busha? And just briefly, not to get into it for a lengthy discussion, just to get, because I want to get to the point that I want to share with you. So the Rebbe says there are three basic concepts in Yediyas Hashem, in that element. Three basic relationships that we have with knowing Hashem. And as you heard, knowing is a different mitzvah than Ava V'yira. And you know the Rebbe Shita, the Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban, and the Rebbe's position, and the Rambam's position himself in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Abarbanel's interpretation of why Emunah, or the knowledge of Hashem itself, just the acceptance of Hashem, is not a mitzvah. Because it's an a priori, which means once you accept a mitzvah, it has to be a mitzvah, so you can't say it's like a contradiction in concept. So that's one level of knowing Hashem, is acceptance. It's also called, which means, why do you accept him? Because he exists. He's everywhere. You know it as Hashem. It's not an intellectual knowledge. It's a fundamental internal knowledge. It's something that comes with the essence of the person. Animals don't have certain, humans can be trained not to have it. But if you allow the person to operate naturally, they always have the idea of a higher power. It's punkt verkehrt than people think. So that's one level. Second level, the Rebbe says, Motzu Rishin, that there is, that's an intellectual consideration, that you realize that Yesh Balabayis Lebirazu, there is, even by people who don't consider themselves to be believers, they say there's intelligent design. Such a thing as intelligent design, so there's already an idea, simply that anybody that has a brain in their mind knows that this doesn't happen by itself. There's an orchestrator to this immensely refined composition of the universe. There's somebody there. That's a level of idea. And then there's another level. The other level is another deeper level. The deeper level is that without him, nothing will be. What does that add, without him, nothing will be? Without him, nothing will be, in a sense, tells us that there's something. Without him, nothing will be, because he is all, that there's another level of knowing God. Without him, nothing will be. So you're dealing already with a nothingness, which means that after you accept God intellectually, you accept him, nimna kolanim nois. You accept him as being the of having no limits whatsoever. Without him, nothing will be, telling us that the reason that we believe that there's an orchestrator, and without him we can't, and only from him everything comes, is only because he willed it that way. It's not because he's forced into that kind of a logical procession. In other words, God could have made it that we should really feel independent, that we should really have no connection with something higher. He could have made it that way. So the next level is that the truth of the matter is, once you understand God, you understand that you don't understand him. Because under those circumstances, it's not that he come, that you come from him because that's the way it makes sense. He made it make sense. He could have made it another way. And that's why he adds about the prophets. And the Nevi'im said that the reason that you do this is because the Eibishter is true. Because that's the truth he created. That's the reality. So there's three real levels of knowledge in Hashem. The Rebbe then translates it into three different categories. He talks about it in terms of Torah, of mitzvahs. First mitzvahs. There are three categories of mitzvahs. One category of mitzvahs is the fact that Hashem told you to do the mitzvah. That's one category of mitzvah. You accept the fact that Hashem told you to do the mitzvah. The second category of mitzvah is the fact that the mitzvah also refines the world. There's a refinement factor. Mitzvahs create a higher level person. Sheva mitzvah inayach create a higher level human. And the tariyag mitzvahs with sheva mitzvah rabbanon create a higher level person. It happens. It affects every one of our limbs. And if you think about it and you follow the patterns, you know it's true. That's another level of mitzvahs. And then there's a third level of mitzvahs. That the reason that it affects the person is not because it fundamentally affects the person, because there's some physical relationship with it. It affects the person because God wants you to God wants it to affect the person. The second application of it was in the human, a person, an ayid. The first level, of course, to know that God exists is Kabbalah Seil. Nasa v'nishma, I'm going to listen. The second aspect of a person, he wants to internalize it. Has to have a little das. You have to know. Das employs our intellect, our emotions. It employs the person completely, so it's not just an external action. And he starts to internalize it. And only when you internalize it does it make sense. And is it real? Is it real in terms of allowing you to live like a mensch? Because otherwise, probably there is a mile in being in prison. It refines people. As you know about great men that were in prison. But that's not a comfortable way to live. So you have to internalize. So that's the second level. And the third level is once you're there, you realize that the reason you're doing it is not because it happens to fit you so well. It's because it's Ratzon Hashem. It's like the will of Hashem. Then the Rebbe represented it in terms of Mashiach. The period of Mashiach. There are levels of Mashiach. Like the world will be filled with the knowledge, we'll have Madanim Ke'ofer, we'll have an extraordinary physical environment, we'll be peaceful, like Mechama, Sachras, Kina, no hunger, everything will be perfect. Why is that? What's necessary to know that? Why is it halachas, halachas? Because in order to say that only at that time we'll be able to really fulfill mitzvahs properly. At that time you'll be able to fulfill mitzvahs in an extraordinary way. Because you won't have any kind of bothersome element that's bothering you. Like he's heard before, like a bacher is, it's going to be a bacher to the 10th degree, plus, plus, plus. Because you'll also be wise. It also will be, as the Rebbe said in that tzicha, and I'll remove asiroisim echem eslev ha'evin. I'll remove the stone heart. You'll become sensitized, even more than it was in past periods. So that's a reason that Madanim Ke'ofer, and that's the reason that it'll be all pleasurable. So that's one aspect of Mashiach that makes a lot of sense and something that we can look forward to. There's another level of Mashiach that once Mashiach comes, you reach the higher levels. Intellectually, you reach higher levels. You become a refined person. The process of Mashiach is you become a refined person. Once you become a refined person, then you can understand godliness properly. The asigu, you reach a higher level. But primary to that, the Rebbe said, you have to accept Mashiach, which means Mashiach doesn't come to make a better world. It's only in that better world that Mashiach comes. It's only that condition that allows for a Mashiach reality. It's not Mashiach comes in a miserable world and he takes the world from one state to the next state. Mashiach himself is an objective, the Rebbe says. To accept Mashiach. Just as an objective, ben the house of David. Just accepting Mashiach, that is like accepting Hashem. Now that's a pretty heavy concept, to accept Mashiach as a Mashiach. The Rebbe said, that's what the Rambam means clearly. And that's a fundamental aspect, more fundamental than anything else, because in accepting Mashiach in such a way, you accept every single mitzvah because you realize that everything comes from Hashem. It all emanates from the Ratzon Hashem, which is the highest level. And you want to do every single mitzvah that has to be done. So if you don't accept Mashiach in its fundamental state, it's impossible to connect to the Ratzon of the Eibishter. In order to connect to the Ratzon of the Eibishter, you have to do every single mitzvah. Because if one is missing, then it's not connected completely. And even though the Rebbe says, there he comments that Etzem Kesha Teifetz, Etzem Kesha Teifetz Kulay, but that's only in external, that's internally. Externally, it's not a fact. Externally, you have to have the whole process in order for it to be complete and real. So the only way that you can connect to the Ratzon of the Eibishter is by Kol Mitzvei Secha, every single mitzvah. The only way you can accept Kol Mitzvei Secha is only the fact that you believe in that Mashiach power, in that Mashiach reality. As a person, not in what he's going to do to the world, because those are only conditions. The essence is Mashiach himself. And that, comparably to the, how the Rebbe describes mitzvahs and the person, etc., Kabbalah Soil, acceptance. So now let's translate the concept of Mashiach, and every generation is Mashiach. Let's talk about a relationship, because tonight we're talking about how the Rebbe wants us to learn the Rambam. And there's no question that every time the Rebbe made a siyum, he talked about these two elements, Mashiach and knowing Hashem, in different perspectives. And that meant that the whole condition of the Rambam, these were the center points. The Rebbe said it. These are the Yesodei Yesodeis. And this is the end obligation is Deus Hashem. So the center points of this whole process of Mashiach is this surrounding halacha, this concept. So the concept of Mashiach is central. He says it's central to the whole thing. Mashiach is adover ikri, Mashiach himself. In this whole process, you can take a look at that scene. Logical, systematic, this was not, you know, this is not waving a yellow flag. I'm not saying whether you should or not. I didn't say this is not Yechi. I said it's not waving a yellow flag. It's real. I made a political mistake. Anyway, that's a different issue. Unfortunately. The end concept is that in order to... So let's replace all these discussions. Talk about the Rebbe, relationship with the Rebbe. What's a Jew's, what's a Chassid's relationship with a Rebbe? You know, the Rebbe is like our center point. Today, I just got a few emails during the day, and I said, I'm going to be at the Eil. Oh, fantastic. Wow, please. It's like, the Rebbe, if I said to them, I'm going to go to the Empire State Building, and I'm going to buy you some candy, the person wouldn't say, oh, fantastic. They'll say, thank you. Like, the Rebbe is the center point of everything. Any shliach, anywhere in the world will tell you that there's no question about it. And as I've said many times, we don't publicize him. He publicizes us. So let's not ever make the mistake that we carry him. The Rebbe carries us on the back of the, just hanging on to the coattails, you might say. So if you think about the relationship with the Rebbe. So one relationship with the Rebbe is practical. You know, anybody that's out there says a businessman knows more than a yeshivael about the presence of the Eibishter. So you know that a shliach knows a little bit more than a yeshivael. Because you're out there, you know, you're dealing with banks, you're dealing with issues, you're dealing with all kinds of mice. You see it. So any shliach that's worth anything, any shliach out of 4,000 shluchim, I would say 4,000, know 100% that they couldn't get through it without the Rebbe. Practically, you can hear stories, one story, a second story, a third story. No questions about it. So that's one level. You know, you guys are sick, you guys are getting healthy. It makes sense. People that are, I shouldn't say this publicly, and I know that it might be taken wrong, but I will share it with you, because they themselves, it's not true, but they think so. People that think they don't believe in God believe in the Rebbe, understand? Because with God, they don't see him doing this stuff. But whenever they saw him physically, you know, they asked for a bracha, they got a bracha, they got a dollar, all of a sudden things changed. You know, they see it. So that's one level with the Rebbe. But there's another level with the Rebbe, it's just accept him. What does it mean to accept the Rebbe? To accept him. A chassid accepts the Rebbe. When you accept the Rebbe, it means that everything the Rebbe says, you accept. No questions. And I learned a lesson today, and I want to thank Rabbi Altheim for inviting me, because it gave me an opportunity to have a few meetings with a few friends of mine. And one such meeting I had, which is a fellow that probably most people that know him will say to me, what, are you crazy? You didn't ask him to help you? You ask him for money or nothing like that? I decided not to ask him for anything. So in our meeting, we usually talk about something positive. I see him very rarely now. He used to live in Miami. He doesn't live there. So I don't see him that often. So I said, we've got to talk about something positive. This person particularly, he's not a misnagid, but his influence in his world is, you might say, Lithuanian influence. I mean, I think he may have a picture of Shach at his house. It's possible. I mean, you know, that kind of a situation. I mean, a guy took me to his office and he had a big picture of the Rebbe and a picture of Shach next to him. It was interesting. So there's an interesting perspective. So I asked him, I said, you know, you have some time. He's a very busy person. He's very active in his business. And he runs a big business. So you have some time. He said, there's this. And he says, Rabbi, whatever you ask me. So I decided to ask him to learn Rambam. He grabbed onto it. It's fantastic. He said, I think I have that set. Is that like the Mishneh Torah? Because one day he ordered books, so I told him to order a set of Art Scroll Rambams in English. I mean, the Mishnayim Rambams in English. So he ordered them. He says, that's this thing. I'll do it. We talked about one paragraph a day, three chapters a day. And I have to tell you, the truth of the matter is I was ashamed of myself because I realized how many of my dear friends that I interact with on a regular basis, I never asked them to learn Rambam. Put on tefillin, yes. Light Shabbos candles, yes. Tzedakah, yes. Mezuzah, yes. Kashrus, yes. Not always am I successful in each one of those, but I never asked them to learn Rambam. I said, what am I, crazy? Why not? The Rebbe made a whole program to bring Mashiach for Achdus, for Kolateda Kula, for whatever, however the perspectives are. So just the first thing is, before you start getting into what the Rebbe did for me, tell me a story, how he saved you, how he did, just accept the Rebbe. Once at that level, then after you realize of what he did for you, you realize that it's not about what he did for me that is the reason I did it. It's that what he did for me is one thing, but the fact that the Rebbe sets us on a different path. He just puts us in the right framework. In today's day, I have to tell you, it's impossible. You could be the most successful shluchim generation in history because people now today want to know God. They want to know. People are looking at scientists, neuroscientists, physicists, doctors, heavy Jews that they don't know anything about Yiddishkeit, but they want to know God. They want to know about him. Like the world, not Chachamim Gedolim, they want to know God. It's impossible. This is your big plus. It's impossible. I'm telling you this from practicality. And even Professor Aumann, who is a Nobel Prize winner in game theory and economics, was 100% in agreement with me. You cannot know God. There is no language to know God except Chassidus. There's no language in physics. There's no language in science. There's no language in Musar. Musar tells you how to fix your midas a little bit, this, feel that. But to know God, that mitzvah, there's no language except Chassidus. It's absolutely true. So if you learn Aliva D'Nafshe, if you learn it for real, not just sitting around, you know, it's not where, like, towards Hanukkah or Purim, already the Seder kind of melts away, you know, somehow, until Pesach, and then it melts away. Again, closer to the summer. But you really mean it because it makes you who you are. It connects you to the Rebbe. When it says in Hayom Yom that seeing the Rebbe is not enough. You have to learn his Torah. So Chassidus today, and the Rebbe in particular, for our generation, the Rebbe made it so easy for us. He put it on a golden platter. There's not an issue that you cannot take and practicalize it in a thoughtful way. Like I told you the story with shame, and I could tell you many stories like that. So in a practicality, to me, learning Rambam, to me personally, if I had to learn Rambam just to learn Rambam, I don't think I would do it. If Rambam would be like the Rebbe said, of course, if the Rebbe said learn Rambam, he'd say learn anything, but he told me things in my life that sometimes you don't do 100%. But to me, learning Rambam is being connected to the Rebbe. It's not about learning Rambam. And the benefits, of course, you get all the benefits, you know, information, you have knowledge, you're wise and you learn the whole Torah and you create all the good stuff. But fundamentally, if there's no Matzu Yudishin before anything else, if there's no fundamental connection to Mashiach, just for Mashiach, and take a look at the in the Hadran, in the Siman Rambam. You'll see the language, it's like mind-blowing language. But it's absolutely correct. So the Ebshe should help us, you and I together, that we should be really connected to the Rebbe in the real way. You know, again, as I said, cheap grace is cheap grace. To be connected to the Rebbe for real is to do exactly what he asked you to do. Exactly what he asked you to do. Your Talmud Yeshiva, to learn full time with the best intentions, and to follow the Seder Yeshiva. Rambam, no question about it. And I would suggest that on your roots, you know, you have your roots for Tefillin Friday roots or weekday roots that you go from Mifzayim. I would highly recommend that one of the things you take upon yourself now into the next 30-year period is wherever you go, take copies of Chayenu or whatever, Sefer HaMitzvahs. To some of your guys, they'd love to learn the Rambam. If you tell them you're going to learn the whole Torah, the whole thing, in 3 years, 25 minutes a day, they'll kiss you. How could you do the whole thing in 25 minutes a day, a chapter a day? And today you can go online, you can do many things. It'll give you a better contact if you even make a contact with them. Learn it. If you have a question, I'll call you 5 minutes a day. I'll answer. There are practical ways to do it. But if everybody in this room makes a decision practically that you're going to make sure that for this year you'll get 30 Jews to learn the Rambam, 3 Jews to learn the Rambam, everybody here, you're talking about an additional either 10,000 Jews, or 3,000 Jews, or 6,000 Jews, or 600 or 300 or 600. But you'll definitely do exactly what the Rebbe said. So Hashem should bless us all that we should fulfill the Rebbe's will. Yeah, I use the word bless. I'm used to talking to my community. If I said bracha, they wouldn't know what I was saying. So maybe you should. The Rebbe should be happy with us, and we should give him a lot of nachas. And all of that which the Rebbe said in all the siyumim, that he talks about this extraordinary period, talking about our period with our Rebbe, L'chaim.
Ayasher Keyach, for the profound explanations, and Beikir, the Vetter von Eskashras, Elef Tishmoyim. I just want to say before we go to Harav Shem Tov that I lived in Williamsburg, Yisrael, and there was a Rav. I don't know if you knew him or not. A tiefer mensch, a goyen otzim, but an interessanter mensch, always get on mecheze de hay alma. And he had a dispute with one of the gedalim in Williamsburg. They had gehalten, aber darf machen, a mezein, is a mest matzah, a ganz jahr. Mit des Vardem halten. Ich komme zu Schala Schiddes, am Holz, eine von den größten Gedeilen. Und jener hat gehalten, aber darf machen, am Mäuzi. There wasn't enough Bilkelech. Und sie geblieben zwei Matzes. Aber was tut man? So they tell a story. I don't know if it's them, but they tell a story. Also er gemacht zwei Brachas. Er gemacht der erste Brach, als ich die Schoen habe mit zwei Sitzen, mit zwei Wohnen, mit zwei Wohnen, mit zwei Wohnen, und dann ich meine Mäuzi. Eilof Tishmoyim, wie sie gesagt hat, der Konus der Rambam, aber der Rebbe hat geheißen, lernen der Rambam. Oh, das ist eine Kudde.